Hello, and welcome to the Book Smarts podcast, where we talk about publishing data and technologies and send you away with some insights that will help you sell more books. I'm your host, Joshua Talent. So this week on the Book Smarts podcast, I actually get to sit down with one of my colleagues here at Firebrand in person, of all things, instead of us being at different parts of the world at all the different times. Kevin Franco, it's great to have you with me.
Well, thanks. It's great to be here.
Yeah, it's good to have you across the table from me. So Kevin is a product manager here at Firebrand. He's leading the development of some new technologies on the Firebrand team. So Kevin, before we talk about some of the stuff you're doing, let's talk a little about your background. So for people who don't know who you are, how did you get started in your career? How did you get started in publishing? What's your background in the technology side, of course?
Well, it's a long story because I've been around a long time. But I got started, I guess, in the mid-90s with an internet company that I started.
Okay.
And so I became an entrepreneur in about 1995. And I started the journey by going to the local public library and taking a book out that was How to Start a Business. And that's how I got my start. But, I started quite a number of different startups. One of the most successful companies that I led and grew and sold was a marketing company.
Okay.
And so I spent quite a number of years in marketing and developing customer experiences for Hewlett-Packard and professional sports teams and a number of consumer packaged goods companies, CPGs. And I had a lot of experience in that area and did quite well. And that led to starting a company in the publishing space called Enthrill.
Okay.
And so there may be some people that still remember Enthrill out there. But, I think our claim to fame was we created the Walmart ebook store. And in addition to that, worked with a number of publishers all over the world in distributing books directly to the reader for the publishers. So
you guys had a kind of a unique way of selling ebooks as well that nobody seems to have picked up on since then.
There's been a number of attempts, I think. The latest, I think, with Kobo, and they launched a program a couple of years ago that was very similar, and with Walmart as well. But we took ebooks and brought them to physical retail stores by selling them as gift cards,
right,
and allowed the consumer to redeem whatever content was on that gift card, and they could download it right to their device. So,
yeah.
And it's been, I think HarperCollins worked on it very early before we launched our company. They had some experience in that, and I forget the name of the name of the venture that they did that under. There's some success and it showed some signs of life. So when we went after it, we changed the model a little bit. Mm-hmm. We went more mass retail, working with Walmart, of course, but also with drugstores and grocery store chains. And we had, we had a retail footprint of over 3,500 stores approximately when we, when we got to the end of our journey. So...
Yeah, the end of the journey. I understand all that as well.
Yeah, the startup business is cruel.
Yeah, it is. It definitely is. Well, that's pretty cool. So your background in marketing is actually really interesting too. I mean, you're working right now on helping publishers understand more about book marketing. So tell me a little bit about kind of the process or the ideas that you're bringing to the table. And what is it that you think publishers need to be thinking about in the book marketing side?
Sure. I think, there's a lot of approaches to marketing, especially when we look at digital marketing, which is really what everything is focused upon these days anyways.
Yeah.
And so a lot of the work that I did was in digital marketing over the years and social media marketing in the early days. Mm-hmm. And, there's a lot of tactics and strategies to be used in that area. And so looking at that and how that intersects with book marketing, mm-hmm, and how publishers want to go to market, how they're leveraging the tools that are at their grasp, how they take their books to market and how they sell them and how they, realize their sales and revenues. So, but the digital marketing piece is really exciting for me, mm-hmm, in introducing it to publishing, but, introducing new ideas behind it and bringing it to publishers for sure. And, you look at the tools that digital marketing that are available through digital marketing and, this lean approach, mm-hmm, in continuing to, make improvements on what you're doing, but also carefully measuring the efforts and the sales, the impact that it's having on market, and the ability to take those analytics and then make decisions from those analytics as you go to market. But I look at other areas like search engine optimization. And what does that mean when your search engine is Amazon? What does that mean when your search engine is Barnes & Noble or Walmart, right? Like, so it becomes more like book exposure optimization or BEO versus SEO.
Yeah.
So I think that those types of concepts are, they're easy to understand because we've got some examples in the web world and SEO. So, and we understand how those search engines work. And as we start looking at the retailer search engines and really focusing on that book exposure optimization, you know, it's, you're winning the search. Mm-hmm. So you're trying to win the search, and there's tactics and there's tools that can be used to do those.
Yeah, so book exposure optimization is really that search mechanism. It's helping the book stand out more. And there's obviously some things you can do on the data side for that. There's other things you can do on the advertising side for that. What's the next step beyond the BEO side? What's the next step for a book?
Well, it's winning the search is critical, right? So being on those first few pages is super critical. And you can affect the number of people that, you know, the glance views, if you will, or the amount of people that see your book, and that's that exposure piece or the discovery piece. You can do that organically through, you know, book exposure optimization, or you could do it through paid marketing. And you know, it's probably best to do a combination of the two, especially with front list titles. But the next step is really the conversion, right? And that conversion rate optimization or CRO. And, you know, there's tools that can be utilized to affect your conversion rate. So just increasing the amount of discoverability, that is going to affect, there is a trickle down on that, and it will affect sales, but it's not optimized. So there's this constant back and forth of, you know, trying to win the search and getting more eyeballs and then winning the sale, which is, you know, increasing that conversion rate.
Yeah. So thinking about BEO, about that search engine optimization on the book side, what are some tactics you think publishers could do to increase their book exposure optimization?
Organically, and I know that publishers love this word, but metadata, right?
Yep.
And the reality is it's product information, right? And you're trying to get noticed on a retail platform with your product.
Yep.
And the thing that gets you noticed is that information. But there's certain information that surrounds the product that is visible by the search engines, and then there's certain information that's visible by humans and the consumer, if you will. And so the information that's visible by the search engines are things like the BISAC categories and keywords and, you know, some of the book data. So those things are very important to get noticed by the search engine to win that search.
Right.
When we talk about the conversion rate optimization, those are really things in the product information that the customer sees, right? The things that influences the customer, and that could be like author bio and, you know, the book's description, some imagery. So that could be additional images. If you've got images on the inside of the book, having examples of those, you know, poetry books showing a couple of examples of the insides. Those are things that can convert that sale and create a higher conversion rate. So when I look at it, I look at it's this back and forth of first trying to win the search, then trying to win the sale. Right. And, you know, you could spend all your time doing nothing but trying to win search, but it's really, you're creating a lot of volume at the top of the funnel, but it's not translating to sales at the bottom of the funnel. So it's, you know, it's spending enough time on the BEO in winning that search, and then spending the time on the CRO in winning the sale.
Yeah.
So there's too many acronyms in this business, right?
Way too many. That's great. So when publishers are thinking about that and they're looking at their metadata and they're like, oh my goodness, there's just so much to do. Obviously, keywords are an important part of this. You mentioned your BISAC categories are an important part of this. You know, looking beyond the BEO into that CRO, what are some things that they should be doing tactically to get that conversion rate? What do you think they should be thinking about and looking at to help them sell the book once the person gets there?
Oh, that's a good question. That's the the magical question, right? Sure, like, yeah. if we knew the secret to that, right? but I mean, there's some parts that aren't secret, right? So creating a description that appeals to the user yep. is a big step. And sometimes just adding bold text or breaking your paragraph into two separate pieces is enough to make it more palatable for the viewer's eyes to make it appealing and allow them to actually digest it and read it versus, you know, a big block of text.
Yep.
You know, we spend all this time formatting the inside of the book. We spend all this time on, you know, making beautiful covers that entice the mm-hmm. person to look at it. And then it comes to the product information. It's like, I don't want to say puke, but I'll say puke, right? So it's just, it's horrible. And,
yeah.
and so think about it from the customer's perspective and the reader's perspective, what's going to entice them to purchase that book. And, you know, like I said, just breaking up the text sometimes is enough to make it palatable for that user to actually digest it, because typically the content is there, but how it's displayed is horrible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense. Okay. So we've talked about some of the free things you can do. Obviously metadata is technically a free thing that you can do. It may take a little time and effort to put into it, but what are some of those paid things that you can do, tactics that you can take on as a publisher to engage better with the BEO, the book exposure optimization on your books?
So certainly through some retailers, they offer the ability to take advantage of their marketing services. and that's a great opportunity for you to augment what you've done with the customer or with the product data.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the product information, as it were, but that the product information does a lot in describing it and helping it get recognized by the search engine. Doing additional paid advertising in addition to that will really help move it up as well and
okay.
improve the sales rank and et cetera, et cetera. But you know, doing headline search ads or you know taking advantage of sponsored reviews, those are types of things that you can help to win those searches. Now. Advertising does not convert to, that's not a conversion tactic.
Right, yeah, it's a BEO tactic.
Right,
yeah.
It's about discoverability and the book exposure optimization. So, and there has to be a balance between those two, right?
Yeah.
So, and it's easy to focus on one really, really heavily and, you know, pour a lot of money into your advertising and, you know, brush up the keywords and everything else to get the win those searches. But at the end of the day, it's not just the search you have to win, it's also the sale.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and also you have to have both sides of the BEO taken care of as well. You need to be doing better metadata in addition to your advertising, because you're only pulling yourself up a certain amount through the advertising. You have to have also the leg up at the same time with the metadata changes.
100%. Like, yeah. if you're spending money in market and you're spending money on products that haven't had their product information updated,
mm-hmm.
You're going to spend a lot of money to get the same result that you could with half the money
right.
with the product information up to date.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's you know, if you're in a car race mm-hmm. and you haven't maintained your vehicle and you get entered into the race, that's, you know, the entry is like the advertising bringing uh-huh. you in, but your car isn't maintained, right?
Yeah.
So you want to have the right maintenance and everything done. Get ready for that race.
Yeah.
So I think that at the end of the day, I believe that the ROI you're going to see is going to be much greater if you spend the time on that product information, making sure it's ready for market.
Yeah.
So
that's the first step.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you can totally, but in doing so, you'll also start to see which products you should be putting advertising on, which products are not only selling well, but might have the potential to sell better because now you've been looking at the data and figuring out, you know, what the product information is looking like and which ones of these books are maybe something I should be putting a little more effort into.
Yeah, and there's a lot of data to be had. I know that through the Eloquence on Alert platform,
yep.
you can find all kinds of information on what's trending, what's working, which categories are connecting with which books.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can, that really helps to make your decisions or help you guide your decisions as to what types of advertising on those platforms to take, what sort of you know, what sort of path will lead you to those customers quickest,
right?
And where to really focus those efforts. So, using analytical tools such as the Eloquence on Alert is a really good idea to understand,
mm-hmm.
You know, the best path to the customer. What's you know, what's triggering in the market, when to trigger in the market,
yeah.
and aligning your funds on the promotional side to align with those is a really smart tip.
You mentioned analytics actually at the beginning of this conversation, because there's a lot of data now that publishers are grappling with, you know, a lot of different sources of data. What do you recommend publishers focus on when they're thinking about, okay, I need to figure out how to pick the books to go work on, or, you know, is there any guidance you can give on publishers trying to figure that part about with all the data that's floating around?
There's a ton of data. Yeah. And I think it in some ways, it depends on the type of catalog that the publisher has. Mm-hmm. In looking for the types of opportunities. You know, there's general categories that are driving things all the time. And, you know, if that's where you're publishing your content, then that's what you want to be watching, is those categories.
Yep.
And if you're, you know, publishing maybe more, you know, some categories that aren't necessarily, call them top 10.
Yeah.
You know, they're very important categories for that publisher. That's their wheelhouse. Then they want to watch those areas specifically and watch for trends in the market that kind of lead the customer down that path.
Yeah.
So where are those customers? What are they doing? Mm-hmm. How do you connect to them? The types of analytics that answer those questions are what you want to be looking for.
Yeah, and that's where tools can help you with that, because you can see those patterns evolving. You can take advantage of even looking at your sales data can help you with that if you don't have access to tools. You're just your sales data, if nothing else, shows you a month later kind of where things were and what was happening a month ago. So it's not the best, you know, on-the-spot data, but it is definitely interesting data and helpful data for figuring out where you might want to go in the future.
For sure, yeah.
So you've been doing some work recently on looking at product data across a very large number of titles here at Fiverr. What is that project you're working on?
It's a top secret project, Joshua. I can't tell you. It's very exciting because we're developing some analytical tools and we're able to crunch through a lot of titles. And to give you an idea, we're crunching through over 3 million product records.
Wow.
So that's, you know, 3 million ISBNs plus, 3 million plus. It's a huge amount of data. And so we're looking at the different types of analytics that are coming out of there, the different trends, the different categories that, like, it's so dense, this data that's coming out of it is really cool. And we're going to be reporting on that at the community conference in September.
Yeah.
So we're going to be putting on a big show with, you know, data from 3 million plus records in this category that I think publishers will be really interested in learning. So.
Yeah. And for those of you who haven't heard, the community conference is Firebrand's biannual conference. We do it every even numbered year. And as Kevin mentioned, we'll be in September in Baltimore, Maryland. If you want some information about that, you can go to the firebrandtech.com website. You can find a link there to learn more about that.
This will be my third community conference. I attended two as a vendor or a partner of Firebrand when I had my previous company. So it was always a great event, and I'm looking forward to being a part of it this coming year.
Yeah, and that's exciting too, because we're going to also have a lot of people from NetGalley and from Supadoo joining us as well, and a lot of really great sessions on marketing and sales and data and workflow, and I think it's going to be a really good conference this year.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. All right. Well, Kevin, thanks a lot for joining me. I appreciate you taking some time to chat about the stuff you're working on and hopefully share some insights that people are going to find interesting and helpful as they work on marketing for their books.
Oh, thank you. It's my pleasure.
Yeah. Thanks for joining us for the BookSmarts podcast. If you like what you've heard, you can leave a review or rating in Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you listen to the podcast. And also, please share this podcast with your colleagues. If you have topic suggestions or feedback about the show, you can email me at joshua@firebrandtech.com. Thanks for joining me and getting smarter about your books.